I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. If you are in an evacuation zone, you need to go now. Stern words of warning from Florida Governor Rick Scott, who went on to say that Hurricane Irma is a catastrophic storm like our state has never seen. Forecasters say Irma will hit Florida head-on this weekend, starting in Miami and the Keys, and then heading right up over the whole state by Monday. Nadege Green is with station WLRN in Miami. So what are your plans for just the next couple of days? How are you preparing?
So we have shutters. I'm in the North Miami-Dade region. So we're not in any evacuation zone or very close to any of the evacuation zones. So we have our shutters up and everything is boarded and we're going to ride out the storm from home.
You were out reporting just this morning. Tell us what you've seen of Miami's preparations, or has prep kind of happened in the city slowly turning into a ghost town?
Some areas have definitely turned into a ghost town. So Miami Beach is definitely more of a ghost town than some of the other more inland areas. People are taking this very seriously. Gas stations were running out of gas 2 days ago. Governor Rick Scott has actually ordered the Highway Patrol escort fuel trucks to gas stations so that they can get there quickly, because all around Florida, people are evacuating. People are heading north. So there's a lot of traffic happening right now for people who are trying to get out of the state.
Now, I've seen reports that the homeless can't or won't leave, and also especially vulnerable are immigrant communities. A lot of people just don't have the money to leave. And we actually spoke with one woman from Jamaica named Alicia Dion, who is currently in that situation.
I'm feeling nerves. I'm feeling stressed about this situation and getting folks to understand what I mean when I say we can't leave, or it's just not as accessible as they think it is. You know, with flights being priced at $1,000 for a one-way ticket, it's not a reality that a lot of people can entertain.
All right. So that's Miami resident Alicia Dion. Nadege Green, I suspect you've met a lot of people who can't shell out that kind of money. What kind of help are people getting now?
So it's two parts. So within the homeless population right now, for the homeless who say that they won't go into shelters, they may potentially be Baker acted, which is you're taken to a hospital. So that is a possibility. And also when we're talking about who don't have anywhere to go, people who don't have anywhere to go, the working poor is definitely a part of that conversation. So there's no pre-storm aid. There's no one going around to make sure that you have food and flashlights. Many people have told me that, well, they just paid their rent. So they don't have any extra money to go out and prep for the storm. So we do have a significant portion of our population, many, many families who will not have the resources that they need when the storm hits.
And as I indicated earlier, many of them are immigrant communities. It's also my understanding that some immigrants who are undocumented are understandably worried about going to shelters and revealing their status. How are those concerns being addressed?
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez has made it clear that no one is going to be checking for your immigration status if you were to go to one of the county shelters. That said, there is a very significant amount of fear in the immigrant community right now, especially in this political climate. And so I know many of the nonprofits and more grassroots organizations have actually been putting out feelers within their circles to ask families who might have extra room if they were willing to take in families versus going through the traditional shelter system as an option.
Nadege, with all the warnings to evacuate, why are you staying and riding out the storm?
Well, for me, leaving is not really an option. I don't really have another place to go. I cannot just pack up with two kids and get on a plane. I'm also a journalist here in Miami-Dade County, and I cover this community. So this is where I'm going to be.
I gather you've got one more plywood panel to nail up on your house. You still need to have a door in and out. When do you nail down that last panel?
That last panel will probably go up tomorrow. We are expecting tropical storm level winds by probably tomorrow afternoon.
Well, we wish you the best of luck and stay safe. Nadege Green in Miami at WLRN. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.